If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of July 1974, we take great pleasure in greeting you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The month of June has just closed as one of the most outstanding months in our history. The Lord was good to us in the first summer month. Souls were saved and added to the church, and our Sunday school experienced a tremendous five-Sunday month. Now that the month of July has begun, we're looking forward to many great blessings in these days. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we're enjoying the blessings of God in our spiritual renewal during the days of summer revival. We are praying that God will bring revival to our nation, to our land. This last week, all over America, we celebrated our 198th birthday as a nation. And it frightens us to think how far we've gone from God. It's a frightening thing to know that today America is continuing to drift away from the Bible and away from spiritual things and away from the truth of God. And we believe that unless America repents, unless America returns to God, the judgment hand of God is going to be upon us. Let me ask you today to pray that God would send revival to our nation and that God would begin it in the city of Fort Worth and in our churches. We need more than ever before a return to God and a revival of spiritual things. Today, July 7th, is God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church, and we're looking forward to a tremendous day in the Lord. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. In our Sunday school, we have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our textbook is the Bible, the Word of God. This is a day and this is an hour when more than ever, we need the teachings of God's Word, and in every class of our Sunday school, the Bible will be taught today. We are now in a series of studies in the book of Exodus, highlights in Exodus, and we're looking forward to that Bible study at 10 o'clock today. If you're looking for a church that teaches the Word of God, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. I have a very special message today at 11 o'clock, and I've entitled it, America, Wake Up. I'm convinced that America's asleep, and we need to wake up before it's eternally too late. So that's the title of my message at 11 o'clock today, America, Wake Up. And then our Sunday evening worship service begins at 7. I have another very special message. I've entitled my Sunday evening message, America, Stand Up. America needs to stand up for God and for righteousness and for truth among the nations of earth today. We are the leader. We are the number one nation. And we have a moral responsibility to all the other nations of earth. So my message is today again at 11 o'clock this morning, America, wake up. And at 7 this evening, America, stand up. We invite you to come and share these messages and these services of worship at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We'd be happy to have you and your family on God and Country Day, that's today, in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been designed with your spiritual needs in mind. In our 11 o'clock worship hour, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag, to the Christian flag, and to the Bible, and the special message and the special music today, under the direction of our new associate, Brother Ray DeBoard, will be a real blessing to your heart and to your life. Plan now to bring the whole family to worship God together on God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church. If there is ever a time that that we need to honor God and we need to stand up for our country, we're living in that hour now. So we invite you to come today and share the blessings of God and Country Day at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our special radio offer for the month of July will be all four of the messages on cassette tape to everyone who writes during this month. If you will write to Worth Baptist Hour during the month of July, you will receive free and postage paid the tapes of the messages that are preached on Worth Baptist Hour during the days of July. So write today for your free tapes of all the messages in the month of July. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Remember, all you need to do is to write and request the July offer, the messages on cassette tape that are preached during the month of July. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. May the Lord bless you as you write during July. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, It's Supper Time. I shall read from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, beginning at verse 15. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we truly thank Thee today for Thy Word. We thank Thee for our nation. We thank Thee for our 4th of July celebration, for our 198th birthday as a country. It is our prayer today that Americans all over this country would be awakened to the fact that we need Thee more than we need anything else. So may this be a day of revival, a day of rejoicing in our city and in all the nation and around the world. And may many come to know Christ worldwide today is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. Now join with me in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, at verse 15. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, Blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come. For all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. And the Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. I would like to have been in the audience when Jesus told this story. Our Lord Jesus Christ was the greatest teacher and greatest storyteller in all the earth. Jesus Christ used everyday common incidents to illustrate profound and eternal truths. And this is what the ministry of Jesus Christ is all about, telling you and telling me and telling the whole world of the importance of the eternal truths of God. In my text, Jesus told the story of a man who prepared a great supper. He invited his friends to this supper, but instead of coming, they all made excuses. So he invited others to come and share with him his supper. The first thing that we think of when we read this story is hunger. The reason for having a supper is to satisfy hunger. And nobody can satisfy the hunger of the heart and the hunger of the soul and the hunger of your life like Jesus Christ. Man's hunger goes beyond the physical animal drive. Think about this for a moment. Man is the only animal who cooks his food. Not only does he want his food to taste good, but man wants his food to look good also. Just a shelter that will keep out the cold and the rain and the weather is good enough for a dog or for a cow, but not for man. Man is not satisfied with just a shelter. Man wants pictures on the wall, rugs on the floor, and flowers on the mantle. And this, my friend, is the God-likeness in man. You see, the Bible tells us that God created man in his own image and in his own likeness. And man has an appetite beyond the physical. Man has an appetite beyond food. Jesus put it this way: man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The psalmist said, "As the deer panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." Man has a thirst for God. And I've come to tell you today that the only way that your thirst for God can be satisfied is in the person of Christ. It is in His redemptive work upon the cross in the long ago. Only through Jesus can you reach God. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto God but by me." You know, many people think of the Christian as a person who has a frown on his face and a heavy burden on his back. But you know, Jesus says coming to God is like sitting down to a great supper. And I'm glad Jesus used the word supper. I'm amused at some people who move out of the country and into the city, and before long, they're calling a vase a vase. Before long, they're calling garbage garbage, and they even call supper dinner. When I think of supper, I think of a big table with benches all around it where 9 of us kids with mother and dad sat down to eat. I think of how hungry we were. I think of how good everything tasted. I think of how satisfied we were when we got up from the table. By the way, did you ever crumble cornbread into a glass of buttermilk? Oh my, that's so refreshing. Now that would be ill-mannered at a dinner table, but at supper time, that's quite all right. Supper means not only eating to satisfy one's hunger. It means being with those whom one loves. It means the joy and fellowship of family and friends. It means satisfying not only the stomach, but the heart also. It's supper time. Those who refused the invitation that this man in the text gave made all kinds of excuses for not coming. And you know, beloved friend, many people are making excuses today for not attending church. But I've come to tell you that you have no real reason for not serving God. You have no real reason for not going to Sunday school and church. Mister, you have no reason for not taking your family into the house of God to study the Word of God on God's day. And my friends, you are going to be held accountable for every opportunity that you miss to serve God. What is an excuse anyhow? Well, someone has said that an excuse is a dressed-up lie. And my friend, that's not very far from being right. Many people are lying to God every day. Many people are lying to their pastors. They're lying to the Sunday school teacher. They're even lying to themselves about going to church and why they can't go and why they do not want to go. Someone has said that an excuse is what we give when we don't do what we know we should do and we don't have any reason for not doing it. Years ago, a lady said to someone she didn't go to church because she didn't like the way the pastor adjusted his necktie. My friend, one excuse is good as another if you're looking for an excuse not to go to church. Observe these three men who gave excuses in my text. Remember, supper was always held at nighttime. The first one said, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go see it. Could he see the ground at night? That was only an excuse. The second said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I must go prove them. Could a man plow oxen at night? Hardly in the daytime, to say nothing of trying to do it at night. That was only an excuse. And the third said, I have married a wife, and I cannot come. What flimsy excuses we offer to God. My friend, these excuses are not going to stand up in the day of judgment. God is going to hold you accountable for this day and for this opportunity of going to church and Sunday school in your city. Right now, God is holding you responsible. I believe three things, basically, keep men from God and from attending church. One is pleasure, and mingled with it is recreation. The first man said, I've bought a ranch. I've got to go have a good time on Sunday. I can't go to church. The second thing is business and industry. One man said, I've bought some oxen. I've made an investment. I've got to take care of my business. I can't go to church. And the third is family and friends. Oh, how many people miss church because of their family. My friend, we've reached the hour when we must not let anything come between us and our service for God. Now, there's nothing wrong with pleasure and recreation and business and industry and family and friends. But my friend, it is a sin for you to let pleasure or business or family or friends come between you and you're going to church and you're serving God. You have no real reason for not serving God today, and you have no real reason for not being in Sunday school and church this day. You know, a lot of people say that they can't go to church on Sunday because it's the only day they have to rest. Well, a man goes out and makes money to buy food, clothing, and shelter because they are necessities in life. And then he neglects worship, which says to the world that to him, God is not necessary. The church is not necessary. The Bible is not necessary. Worship is not necessary. My friend, that's precisely what you are saying today. If you don't go to Sunday school and church, if you don't go to worship, if you don't serve God, you're saying to the world, these things, the church, the Bible, God, Christ, worship, these are not important. They are not necessary. But my friend, you will discover one day that God is important and the church is necessary and worship is indeed important in your life. You see, Jesus gives an invitation, not a subpoena. You don't have to go to God. You don't have to go to the Bible. You don't have to go to church. You don't have to come to Sunday school today. You can ignore God's day. You can ignore the Bible. You can ignore Christ. But my friend, let me warn you of this one thing. One of these days you are going to discover that you do need God. One of these days you are going to discover that things do not satisfy. One of these days you are going to call upon God. But it might be too late. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. It's supper time. And there are three things about supper time that I want to say. Number one, be thankful that a table is spread with heavenly manna. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. If any man eat this bread, he shall never hunger. Be thankful that God has offered salvation to you in the person of Christ, and all you need do is accept Him. Trust Him. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Secondly, it's supper time, and be glad that you're hungry. Jesus said, Blessed are they that hunger. Be glad that you have a desire to be in church today. Be glad that you have a desire to be with God's people, that you have a desire to sit down at God's table. Be glad that it takes more than a cheap thrill, a strong drink, a dirty joke, or an X-rated movie to satisfy you. You can say with a poet, I'm living on a mountain underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at a fountain that shall never run dry. Oh, yes, I'm feasting on the manna from the bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. I repeat, be glad that you're hungry for the things of God. And the third thing about supper time, Be careful that you don't let anything spoil your appetite. Nothing is more unattractive, unappealing, and uninviting than a great supper to a man who's lost his appetite. Money can buy plenty of food, but money cannot buy an appetite. Be careful that you do not let pleasure take your spiritual appetite away from you. Be careful that you do not let money so fill your soul that you feel no need of God. Be careful that you don't let your family and your friends keep you away from God today and away from Sunday school and away from the house of worship. The philosophy of the 20th century is freedom from restraint. Do what you want to do. That's what everybody's saying today. But you know, that's going to get old. Like the little girl during the summer who said to her mother, "Mother, what can I do today?" And her mother said, "Why, darling, you can do anything you want to do." And the little girl said, "But mother, I'm so tired of doing what I want to do." My friend, if you've grown tired of doing what you want to do, I bid you come today and do what God wants you to do. Come to the cross. Come to the Bible. Come to church. Come to Sunday school. Serve the Lord today. Give your life to Christ. Honor Him. Do what God wants you to do. I have a footnote and then I shall be through. Supper time reminds me that one day we are going to sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven. One day we'll feast until our hearts are content. One day we'll have all that our souls desire. We'll have Christ forever and forever. What a wonderful thing to know it's supper time, and whosoever will can come and eat the supper that God has prepared. As we close the broadcast today, let me remind you that today, Sunday, July 7th, is God and Country Day here at Worth Baptist Church. Remember the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock, the morning worship hour. My message is entitled, "America, Wake Up." And at 7 this evening, my message is entitled, "America, Stand Up." There'll be special music. There'll be testimonies. There'll be messages in keeping with the theme, God and Country, today at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger in Fort Worth. And remember, you can have the July offer free and postage paid without any cost, without any obligation to you. All the messages on cassette tape that are preached on the broadcast during the month of July. And all you need to do is to write and request the July offer. Write today to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.